The National Parent Teacher Association, the PTA, it's going to celebrate its 112th annual convention in San Diego. But this year, the traditionally female organization famous for bake sales and booster clubs, well, it has a new president, and that's a he, not a she. Byron Garrett is the first male CEO of the PTA in 100 years, and he's also the second African-American. Byron, good morning.
Good morning to you, and thank you so much for having me this morning.
And congratulations to the new job.
Well, thank you. It's an exciting time at the PTA, and, you know, certainly being the chief executive officer is a tremendous opportunity.
What sensibilities do you think you'll bring to this organization of 6 million Americans?
Well, you know, my experience is really varied in having worked at a local level, but also worked in state government and education policy, having been a school principal and also worked at the federal level. So a combination of my experience really lends itself to where PTA is moving in this day and age.
What motivated you? You're 35 years old. As you've just noted, you've made some very strong accomplishments in your career. You're not a father yet, right?
Correct. Not a biological father, but I've spent most of my life raising my two nephews, one that just graduated from high school and another that will be graduating 2 years from now.
So why take on this job in an organization that is only made up of 10% males?
Well, and you should know, too, as you probably recognize, our male percentage has been increasing for the last 3 to 5 years. But I really looked at this as a unique opportunity to blend my skill set, talent, and experience for one of the most legendary human service organizations in the country that's really focused on providing quality programs for children everywhere.
And what role do you believe the PTA has at this time?
You know, the PTA is still just as relevant as it has been for over a century in terms of providing quality programs for kids around education, around health and wellness. We have a tremendous art reflection project every year that draws literally tens of thousands of applications from around the country. Parents are just as engaged. It's now our challenge is to continue to find how do we become socially significant and stay relevant to what their everyday needs are in the lives of their children.
Byron, did you have to learn how to make Rice Krispie treats to do this job?
You know, no, I already knew how to make Rice Krispies, just because my mom was in PTA. But, you know, one of the things I have learned in trying to make up the learning curve to get ready for this transition is really being focused on what are the needs and how do we stay in touch with the everyday parent in society today.
You did mention that jump. In the last 5 years, I read that it has gone from the PTA, the national PTA has gone from 3% male to 10% male in 5 years. What do you attribute that tripling in 5 years to?
Well, several things. You know, the organization has really had a concentrated focus on diversifying our membership, not just from a gender perspective, but from an ethnicity standpoint, focusing on more urban areas over the last 5 years. And so I see that we're beginning to really see the results of that in the last few years. You should also note, though I come on board this year as the new chief executive officer, at last year's convention, we also elected our very first president-elect in the history of the organization, which is the volunteer officer that really leads the organization. So you'll see this combination effect of things continuing to progress as the organization moves forward.
Byron, we've been following the Democratic presidential race, as I'm sure you have and most many Americans have. And Barack Obama has this amazing ability to have motivated. We've met fifth graders who are motivated by him, as well as older folks who are motivated. Do you think that he particularly will be able to speak about some of the issues facing parents in a way that might inspire folks?
In looking at what's transpired so far on the campaign trail, he certainly has and demonstrated a commitment to children. Our hope would be that any candidate that would be coming forth, regardless of position at a national or state level, really would be looking at not just being engaged in their campaign, but being engaged in a campaign for children, which is critically important to the future of our country.
And he made a speech this weekend talking to black fathers, particularly for the need for them to take responsibility for their children. An important message?
I believe it is important, and we would share from a PTA perspective that it's not just important for fathers of any specific race, but for all fathers and all parents to recognize that they play a critical role in the lives of their children, and even those individuals who don't have children, biologically or otherwise, to begin thinking, how can you make a significant difference and contribution in the life of every child you can?
Byron Garrett, CEO of the PTA, we wish you all the best.
Good luck,
Thank
Byron.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
Now time for headlines. More headlines from Femi Okeh.
Thanks, Adore. 22 minutes to the hour.